KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Really happy to be joined by a guy who's played on pretty much every album you've ever heard of, Steve Madeo, a trumpet player since the late 60s, man. Thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Thanks, Tyler.
I'm reading a little bit of your history, and I think the thing that was coolest to me is not only did you play Woodstock, you also played the Monterey Pop Festival with Paul Butterfield, which are the two most historic rock shows of all time. Do you still talk about those, like living the good old days kind of thing?
Well, you know, that sort of started the whole thing that's back in 67. That was like the first really major festival stuff I had done. And in fact, I forgot that I did it. And people said, I'm telling you, I'm looking at the video, it's you. You know, if we remember everything from the 60s, you know, something was wrong, you know, sometimes refresh your brain a little.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people don't remember that they were at Woodstock.
No, there's a lot of stuff that goes through. You know, I was just speaking to someone the other day, and I said, what most people will go through in about a year, you go through in a day.
Yeah.
All that thing. There's a lot of instances and a lot of stories and a lot of things that happen in one day.
Well, how did you become kind of the go-to trumpet player of all these bands, from the Beach Boys to Lionel Hampton and playing with the Rolling Stones later on and Stevie Wonder? And it seems like you kind of bounced around as the guy.
Well, I grew up in New York, and I started off as a classical player, as a classical trumpet player. And when I was about 15 or something, or 16, actually about 15 or 16, no more than 16, I was doing a show. I was doing like Broadway shows and this stuff and that stuff. And one of the shows I was done was a rock and roll show with Alan Freed. And one of the people on the show was Screaming Jay Hawkins. And they rolled his coffin out. I was a young kid. And the spotlight came on and the band hit a chord. And this guy jumped out of the coffin with his feathers and his cape on. And I looked at this and I says, hey, that's it right there. I said, I popped off my bow tie and I said, this is what I want to do, really. I looked at it and I said, man, there's no rules with this stuff.
And there probably weren't a lot of classical trumpet players making the switch like you at the time, right?
No. Well, what it did was it gave me, the foundation, to this day, I give my parents a call. I was still alive in 91 and 88.
Wow, great.
And for 20 years, I thank them because they gave me, first of all, they let me follow a dream, which most people don't have the chance to do. And it so happened that the adventure I took happened to be pretty prolific and not from anything to do with myself. It's only until I got into my 40s that I realized how lucky I was. I was able to adapt to a lot of situations that make it really authentic as opposed to making it make-believe. I always play from the heart.
Well, it's obviously led to a really fruitful and exciting career for you, playing with Stevie Wonder and the Stones and recording with even John Lennon, Bob Dylan, Lynyrd Skynyrd. I mean, your bio, although short, has the biggest names I've ever seen. But you also have some of your solo stuff, too, that you do these days, right?
Yeah, I have a new album out, two albums out, one called Midnight Rendezvous, which is a really touchy-feely, a love album. And the last one I just did, which I do with an orchestra with myself and Tom Keeley's side, a flute player from Vancouver, where we decided, both of us have had pretty prolific careers, and we decided just to do something for fun. And we picked out all rock and roll songs that no one possibly would want to do as instrumental hits.
Okay.
Going from Procol Harum, Whitey Shade of Pale, to Sympathy for the Devil by the Stones, to Born to be Wild.
Cool.
And just had some fun with it. And it's getting actually attention, and we've been doing some concerts now because it's voiced out for a whole orchestra with myself and him. So we've done a couple of concerts already.
And where can people find that stuff, online or iTunes or anything?
They can go to iTunes, they can go to CD Baby, or they can get to me by Madeo2000@AOL.com.
Cool.
MADAIO2000@AOL.com.
That's really cool of you. Steve Madeo on the line, legendary trumpet player from every album you've ever heard of, pretty much. I do want to talk to you a little bit about, since you were there, you know, when Woodstock and Monterey Pop Festival was happening, do you think anything like that exists anymore? I mean, there's Coachella, there's Lollapalooza. Is it remotely the same, or are we never going to get that sort of thing back?
You'll never get that back again.
Yeah.
That was just the times of what was happening. You can't go back. First of all, the social commentary that it was making at the time, which it was a commentary, because about 4 years ago, when they had their anniversary, I wasn't going to go back. I was in New York anyway with my girlfriend, and she said, you got to go back. I said, nah, because I don't like to really go back to stuff I've done. I'm always trying to go forward. It's nice to reflect sometimes, but
sure.
I don't harbor on the past. It's too much ahead. I'm doing the 50th anniversary tribute in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on the 26th of October.
That's right. I forgot.
Yeah, so if you can keep an eye out in the future months, because they're filming it and they're doing all of that stuff. So that'll probably be on HBO or available on a DVD. They should catch it out because it's all original people. It should be quite unbelievable.
Who are you playing with in that show?
Well, the band they put together is Steve Jordan, who's done Clapton, Willie Weeks, who's done Clapton, who's done some of their records, myself, Bobby Keys, Trevor Lawrence of the Three Horns, Ian McLaughlin from Faces, Mary Clayton is one of the vocalists, doing some of the stuff she did, Give Me Shelter, with the original thing with the Stones.
Cool.
It should be just a great, 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 great show.
That is awesome. October 26th, the 50th anniversary of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And yeah, we'll watch for it on HBO.
All right. Thanks, Tyler.
Thanks so much, Steve. Have a great day.